The Chemical Reporter.
Here we are again with a new edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. In search of chemistry in everyday life, I came across a question that Mike in Gifhorn had asked me. He would like to know how an ink eraser works. An ink eraser is likely to be a student's most favorite tool. This was at least true for me. If you make a written mistake, this miracle pen helps reverse or erase it. But heads up, it's better not to correct test answers after the fact. And watch out, only blue ink can be erased reliably. After all, the ink eraser is almost 80 years old. Back then, the German company Pelikan developed a substance that was called an ink killer, or liquid eraser. Actually, an optical trick is responsible for the ink eraser concept. The ink is not literally removed from the paper, just made invisible. What might sound like magic is actually a sleight of hand in chemistry. In order to do this, let us first take a look at why blue ink looks blue. It contains flat, disc-like color molecules wherein many free-moving electrons buzz around. Light cast upon these electrons is absorbed or swallowed for the most part. Only the blue part of the visible light is reflected. That's why we recognize it as blue. Now the time has come for the ink eraser. It contains, to a large degree, sulfites that change the composition of color molecules. Previously flat, they now take on the shape of a pyramid. In this new shape, the molecules cannot move around freely and are no longer able to distribute themselves within the whole molecule. The effect? They reflect all parts of the visible light again. Well, the ink is still on the paper. However, we don't see the ink as blue anymore, but as white as the paper. Tricky, huh? The pen for making corrections at the other end of the ink eraser, with which mistakes can be corrected, is nothing compared to the sulfites. Why? Its dyes are constructed differently, so as not to react to the eraser. This means that the areas erased can easily be rewritten. But remember, only with the blue ink will the ink eraser unfold its correction power. Who would have thought that so much chemistry hides in such a small pen? That's it for today. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Log in next week for another revealing episode.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.